And we're going to go right to our first guest, our health director, Sonoma County's health director. Dr. Sundari Mase is with us. Dr. Mase, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Pat.
Were you given any kind of a heads up about the changing conditions in California before Governor Newsom's address?
Yes, we were, you know, we have calls with the state on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we, the Board of Supervisors, everybody had a pre-call about what the governor was going to be saying yesterday.
Ah, it sounds like some people were surprised, including Supervisor Hopkins, about the plan to close parking lots at beaches, though.
Yeah, that was one that actually was a big surprise to everybody and was released, you know, in a statement yesterday morning with no sort of pre-announcement to anybody.
And I would imagine that this is not a bad idea, in your view, considering the increase in cases.
Well, I think that's really what's at the heart of closing the state beaches. The only thing is it could impact us even more in Sonoma County since we have a lot of beaches that are open.
Yeah.
Therefore, more people might be coming to our beaches. And I really think that is the worry that Supervisor Hopkins has.
Yeah, in terms of being prepared and the fallout for the regional parks if all those other state parks, state beaches are closed as of this weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah. What can you tell us about the two more deaths that were recorded last night from COVID-19?
Yeah, I mean, I think the main message is that we're still seeing the deaths in people who are elderly, over age of 65.
Mm-hmm.
Either in skilled nursing facilities or residential care facilities for the elderly. So it's the pattern that we really do expect to see because we're having more and more cases. As people are aware, we have outbreaks in skilled nursing facilities now. And we're doing our best to try to get on top of that and get everybody tested and try to keep everybody as safe as possible.
Yeah, a lot more testing is what you say is necessary in Sonoma County, and you'd like everybody tested, correct?
Yeah, and OptumServe is being utilized to its full capability of doing about 560 to 70 tests a day. I do hear, and I want to let people know that the Quest lab that is running those tests is behind a bit on the results. And it's taking 5 to 7 days to get people's results back. And the appointments are booked out about a week. So if you want to get the test, go ahead and book now for next week.
Yeah. And the testing locations, by the way, a little bit of a change in Santa Rosa as far as the optimum tests are concerned, moving from Santa Rosa High to the fairgrounds. Is it as of tomorrow?
Yes, I believe that's taking place this weekend. I could look and see exactly the date, but yes, that will be posted everywhere on the website and the website for OptumServe as well as the SoCal Emergency website.
And Dr. Mase, of course, so much concern here in Sonoma County, especially when we see the kind of restrictions that the governor placed on 19 other communities and other counties in California. How close are we to being in the same boat?
Yeah, I want to remind everybody that, you know, this is the state's way of monitoring counties, and they're looking at those metrics, like the number of cases per 100,000 in the past 2 weeks, the increase in hospitalizations. And our cases, as you can see from our website, are increasing significantly. We've had like 250 cases maybe in the last week. And so I think that we are approaching some of those thresholds. And I wouldn't be surprised if we get on the county watch list by next week.
By next week. And so at this stage of the game, Dr. Mase, how many cases per 100,000 are we?
Last I looked, which was, I believe, yesterday, it was like 72 per 100,000. And I can take a quick look, and it may be higher than that now. Let me go ahead, and I'll take a look at that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious about that because I know that that number has risen dramatically over the past 3 or 4 weeks, to be sure, and that I'm wondering what number per 100,000 is sort of the marker, is the cutoff point between us being where we stand and being an additional county in California with those restrictions.
Right. As of today, it's 83.1 per 100,000. It was like 72 or 3 last I looked yesterday or the day before.
Wow.
So it is count. It's, if we get over 100 per 100,000,
okay,
we'll automatically be on the county watch list.
And this is the weekend. You know it. You've talked about it. You did so yesterday in your briefing this 4th of July weekend. And talk about how we need to behave differently this year.
Well, I just think we need to be really careful about having gatherings of large numbers of people without the facial coverings and the social distancing. So if you are able to celebrate 4th of July from your home, your own backyard, that would be ideal for this weekend.
And it's really, you know, to the point where you would prefer it if, you know, you celebrated with only the people who live in your house.
Exactly. That's the way to be safe this year.
And so many people, so many businesses in particular, were caught off guard yesterday, Dr. Mace, by the governor's new restrictive orders. And obviously, is there a point at which you weigh, you know, economic redevelopment versus the health risk? Or is it purely at this stage of the game directed, those kinds of restrictions, et cetera, directed by the state of California?
Yeah, it's really now coming to us from the state of California because they are taking responsibility for all the counties in the state. And I think we've always been trying to balance the economic repercussions with the health risk. And now it looks as the cases are increasing significantly, and you know some of the counties down south are having surges and exceeding the hospital capacity and things. So I think the balance is again shifting from the state viewpoint towards let's mitigate this health risk immediately again.
And how much can you attribute the surge to the increased number of testing that's going on in the state of California? And how much due to perhaps the lessening of our own restrictions on ourselves, the lax nature that some people are beginning to have about COVID-19?
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely one of the things that's driving the increase in cases. The increasing testing definitely lets us detect the cases, but it's not the cause of increased cases. The increased cases are caused because the virus is being transmitted
right
from person to person. We're just, the reason to test is we have to detect those, because if they go undetected, then there's even more transmission and even more cases.
And part of what you need to do as the Sonoma County Health Officer is try to ascertain what will happen also. And what would your expectation be, Dr. Mace, at the end of this 4th of July weekend?
Yes, at the end of the 4th of July weekend, we probably won't see the increasing cases from the 4th of July weekend right away.
Yeah.
But within maybe a week or two, we'll really know what the impact is.
Can you take a look at pictures and video from, from outdoor sites, indoor sites, et cetera, and pretty much have an idea about whether we are going to be on the increase or not?
Yeah. I mean, I think more and more, you know, people are sending me emails and communications worried about the size of the gatherings or picnics or even outdoor events and, you know, these kinds of things. So moving into this weekend, I just have everybody be cautious and try to have the celebration at home with the people you always hang out with, which is your family. And I think we'll have less of an issue.
Well, we will find out in mere days from now, and then I guess a couple of weeks after the infection period of a couple of weeks. Dr. Mace, glad to have you with us on this Thursday morning. How are you and your family planning to spend the 4th?
At home, for sure.
I think that's the right answer.
Yes.
I would be surprised by any other. Thank you for being here, Dr. Mace, and have a good 4th.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. That is Dr. Sundari Mace, Sonoma County's health officer.